Good morning. Well, it might be a cold morning for most part of India, but it is the chilling lack of national empathy in Meghalaya that needs more human warmth and more than a Christmas miracle, a high power water pump. Which the Meghalaya Home Minister James Sangma said is what the state had asked for but did not get. Rescue workers were trying to reach 15 coal miners trapped underground for 13 days on Wednesday as families prayed for their safe return. But chances of survival looked slim after floodwaters rushed through the illegal rat hole pit in Meghalaya. The 15 went to work at the mine in Meghalaya on the 13th of December and have been underground ever since. Incidentally, Indian pumps and Indian engineers of Kirloskar Brothers played a pivotal role in the Thailand cave rescue, and the company now says that it is in touch with the government in Meghalaya. But it might just be a bit too late. It is 27 December 2018, and just trying to recall if in my lifetime there has been a Prime Minister who has got more opposition and derision from its own party members than from the opposition parties. Well, now a Punjab BJP leader and former state cabinet minister Lakshmikant Chawla, who had a harrowing time on a train after it suffered a delay of nearly 10 hours, has ranted about her ordeal in a video that has gone viral on social media. Quote, "I appeal to the government of India and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji that when the trains are in a dilapidated condition, seats are damaged, doors are broken, toilet taps are broken, for God's sake, forget the bullet train. Forget the trains that run at 120 or 200 km per hour. First, run the trains that are already in operation, Modi ji, Piyush Goyal ji." Unquote. Chawla says in the video, advising the government to focus on existing trains and not on the proposed bullet train. So now when the rebellion is at the doorstep of Modi Shadio, the biggest political scientist has spoken. In case you were wondering who can be a bigger political scientist than the one who studied the entire political science, well, Baba Ramdev, of course. He now has trouble figuring out who the next Prime Minister will be. Will it be BJP-led, Congress-led, or the Federal Front will clobber together again? Well, in an effort to put together a non-BJP and non-Congress Federal Front, Telangana Rashtra Samiti leader K. Chandrasekhar Rao, or KCR, has been visiting various leaders. On Wednesday, he was in Delhi to meet SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav and BSP Supremo Mayawati. While Akhilesh Yadav said in Lucknow on Wednesday that he would meet Mr. Rao only after the 6th January and that also in Hyderabad, Mayawati has not yet given time to the Telangana Chief Minister. Well, a day earlier on Sunday, he met Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik to discuss an alternative front. And earlier, Rao had on Monday met Trinamool Congress Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee too. Rao met Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday evening. This was Rao's first meeting with Modi after winning the assembly elections to return to power in Telangana, and wasn't enough of an opportunity for Chandrababu Naidu, the TDP leader, to question KCR, asking him, "Are you meeting Modi to discuss the state's issues or to brief him on the proposed front?" And from the political planning, we head to economic planning, aka how to make money from RBI coffers. The Reserve Bank of India has appointed former Governor Bimal Jalan to lead a review of its economic capital framework, potentially freeing up trillions of rupees for government coffers. While heated discussions over revamping the economic capital framework was one of the key reasons behind the sudden resignation of the RBI Governor Urjit Patel earlier this month, Jalan will lead a six-member committee which will review the status, need and justification of various provisions, reserves and buffers presently provided for by the RBI, the central bank said in a statement. Such funds are crucial to Modi's government, which will look to lure voters by giving tax rebates, increasing funding for rural schemes and spending on subsidies ahead of a general election that must be held by May. The committee has given 90 days from its meeting to first complete the report. And while we are on bobbitizing the RBI, let's head to some bizarre stories out of India. Well, a woman in Thane district of Maharashtra allegedly cut off the penis of a 27-year-old man with the help of two others as he was harassing her. The victim and the 42-year-old woman lived in the same locality, and the victim was allegedly making unwanted advances towards the woman and stalking her for the last few weeks. A few days ago, the victim told the woman's husband that he liked her, which led to a quarrel between the couple. The woman then decided to teach the victim a lesson, and enlisted the help of Tejas Mathre, who was 22 years old, and a 25-year-old Praveen Kenya. She called the victim to a deserted spot on Tuesday night, and when he reached there, Mathre and Kenya allegedly thrashed him and the woman cut off his penis. Some people took the man to a nearby hospital where after surgery he was safe and then went on to complain to the police, which has arrested the woman and the two accused. Well, in another bizarre tale, the passenger of an Indigo flight was caught smoking in the aircraft toilet by the cabin crew on Christmas Day. Well, after the flight landed at Goa, the matter was brought to the notice of the local police station. An FIR was filed against the passenger, who was then handed over to the CISF. Last week, a Vistara flight was delayed by 3 hours in Delhi after a passenger insisted he wanted to smoke in the plane. Well, and speaking of bizarre, let's head to Donald Trump and his surprise lightning visit to Iraq, his first with US troops in a conflict zone since he'd been elected, to defend withdrawal from Syria and to declare an end to America's role as the global policeman. We are spread out all over the world. We are in countries most people haven't even heard about. Frankly, it's ridiculous. That's what Trump said. Yes, go ahead and commit the sacrilege of agreeing with Trump. I know on that last statement, I just did agree with him. Speaking of bizarre and sacrilege, it would be one if there was no story from the French. A Frenchman has set off to cross the Atlantic Ocean in a barrel-shaped orange capsule using only Asian currents to propel him. Jean-Jacques Savin, 71, left from Spain's Canary Islands and hopes to reach the Caribbean in as little as 3 months, and his reinforced capsule contains a sleeping bunk, kitchen and storage. He will drop markers along the way to help oceanographers study Atlantic currents, but also has a bottle of white wine and a block of foie gras to bring in the new year. And that is all that we have for you for today. Wishing you a happy day ahead. Stay warm, stay fit. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.